Why'd you wanna think about that?
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Claire and Gloria with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, rapid urban development in West End is forcing former residents and business owners to relocate to the city fringes. West End Community Association President Selenia Moore said the suburb is on the front line of the housing crisis and that even new developments are unlikely to be affordable, with key workers like nurses and teachers struggling to afford housing. CoreLogic data has revealed that weekly rent for units is almost $700 and over $900 for a house. Small businesses are also struggling to survive, with some paying over $100,000 each year in rent. Despite locals struggling, urban planning commentator Greg Hallam believes that the area is ripe for intensified affordable housing development due to existing infrastructure close by.
And two prospectors have been found after going missing in rural Queensland for 2 days. Queensland Police Inspector Russell Reynolds said the pair had intended to go prospecting at 7 Mile diggings in the South Burnett region and failed to return on the same day. The prospectors were found in a structure by hikers early on Sunday, after their ute was found locked and with phones inside. They were sent to the Kingaroy Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
In national news, after the professional services company PricewaterhouseCoopers was called out in a tax leak scandal that saw insiders' information of a then-upcoming Australian tax code leak to a corporation to be circumvented, it has named its new CEO and will sell off its government contract business. The new PwC CEO was announced on Sunday, shortly before the company announced it would sell off the entirety of its government contract business to Allegro Funds for $1 Australian. PwC Australia called the sale an extremely difficult decision and claimed the decision to sell was to protect its public sector clients and over 1,500 employees in its government businesses.
Indigenous leaders in Western Australia's Kimberley region say recent Closing the Gap data is unacceptable, as they call for meaningful change to improve the lives of Aboriginal people. Recent data released by the Productivity Commission has revealed that 4 of the 19 goals were on course to be met by 2031. The lack of progress in Closing the Gap demonstrates the ongoing disadvantage experienced by Aboriginal people. Aboriginal Family Legal Services Chief Executive Karina Martin has spoken out on the issue and said a better informed parliament means better informed policies, which should mean better services with positive impact for Aboriginal people. The proposed voice to parliament will hopefully bring light to the issues at hand, as well as positive structural change.
In international news, Elon Musk jokingly proposed a cage fight with Mark Zuckerberg on Twitter, but Zuckerberg seemingly responded with a serious response, "Sure, where and when?" This exchange generated buzz and speculation. Dana White, the president of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, predicted that the fight could be the biggest ever, while Musk and Zuckerberg, with their immense wealth, could have easily contributed to philanthropy without engaging in physical combat. However, it is more likely that Musk's remark was a joke that went over Zuckerberg's head. Both Musk and Zuckerberg have explored personal challenges and interests outside of their tech empires, such as Zuckerberg's fascination with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. This change highlights the pitfalls can engage in tribal disputes on platforms like Twitter.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny and cool in the shade. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.